are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, the doctor is in. How y'all doing tonight? This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Okay, so Mitt Romney, they already called Mitt Romney winning New Hampshire when there was like only 20% of the votes in. So I don't really understand how that works unless I think Mitt Romney was so far ahead. So for those of you that probably have already seen the results, Mitt Romney, number one thus far with about 37% of the votes. Then we have Ron Paul at number two with 24% of the votes. Huntsman, John Huntsman came in at third place with 17% of the votes. Yeah, how do you say third place in Chinese? And then Newt Gingrich is in fourth place with why? I messed up every preposition in my first sentence. I just came on air and I've already messed up all the prepositions. I'm sorry. Let me say this correctly with proper grammar. Newt Gingrich in fourth place with 10% of the votes. There, boy, is it that hard? You know, it does. It gets hard. You wonder, you know, oh, my microphone just fell down. Oh, this is ridiculous, people. Yep, I get to hold my microphone like in my singing days. Oh, I may start to sing. All right, you know what? I'll just have to hold my microphone till break unless somebody could sneak into the studio. How do I sound holding the microphone? I sound like, you know, I think I sound pretty good holding the microphone. Okay, so what does this mean? Well, it means Romney now has won two caucuses, or is the proper term caucus-eye? Is it cock-eye? What's the term for cock-eye? Okay, so he... Now, cocci is a lower bone. It's a bone, you know, past the sacrum, our rudimentary tail. So we can now say that Mitt Romney has won two cocci. Okay, congratulations, Mitt. I mean, Ron Paul is still holding on. I know Ron Paul scares the hell out of most people. I mean, he's got a lot of punch. I gotta tell you, the people that like Ron Paul, they really like Ron Paul. Boy, I can't say anything bad about Ron Paul because somebody's gonna call and chew me out. Well, good. I don't care. Call in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I still think Newt has the best sound bites. I think, you know, every time Newt speaks, I love what the man says. Doesn't look like he has a chance. Yeah, I'm still fighting with the, do you guys hear this? I'm still fighting with my microphone, but that's okay. Hello. I got the microphone in. Okay. So what does all this mean? So what does this mean? What happens then next? Well, I guess next is, South Carolina. From what I understand, Mitt is still in the lead with South Carolina. I think Mitt is at, 30% of the vote, or no, Mitt is at 25% of the vote in South Carolina. Newt Gingrich thus far is in second place. I know the caucus hasn't come, but these are now the early pre-polls where Newt Gingrich is in second place in South Carolina. Does Newt have a chance if he only wins second chance South Carolina? I doubt it. I mean, I'm not a political analyst, but, you know, if Romney wins three in a row, he's way ahead of McCain at this point. I mean, McCain had lost Iowa, but I believe won New Hampshire or South Carolina. I can't tell you for sure because I'm still holding my microphone with one hand. Okay? So I'll have to tell you. But anyway, neither here nor there. We have two wins for Romney. It's looking pretty good. We'll see what happens. Okay. And I know I didn't put anything on Facebook because all the Ron Paulites is going to yell at me. They're going to be mad at me that Ron Paul didn't win if I say anything. So I'm like, all right, fine. All right. Okay. I'm not going to say anything. Although there is some breaking news. It looks like the U.S. Coast Guard has rescued Iranians again at sea. This is like the second time in a week. Did you guys hear about this? Apparently there were six Iranian mariners, okay, or mariners, mariners. I didn't want to call them seamen because I didn't want to giggle. Okay, so I'm reading this and it says mariners, mariners. Why can't I say mariners? Remember Marine World in California? Did any of you guys go to Marine World? I love that they closed it down. Why? Not enough water? Marine World was awesome. Why do they have to close that down? Okay, so anyway, the U.S. Coast Guard rescued six Iranian seamen. See, I can't say that. I'm sorry. From a vessel in distress in the Gulf. This was the second time in less than a week. All right. Apparently, the Pentagon said that the Iranians board a cargo. See, these articles have typos. It was 50 miles southeast of an Iraqi port of Umm Qasr. They used flares and flashlights to hail the cutter Monomoy at 3 a.m. local time. Wow. Okay, so anyway, their engine room was flooding, and it was not deemed seaworthy. So the seamen had to be rescued. I got to tell you, the U.S. is awesome. All right, I hope Iran is just shaking in their boots at our awesomeness, because we are. We're absolutely awesome. I mean, you know, Iran wants nothing more than us, you know, to disappear, and here we are helping their seamen. All right. Mariners. Mariners, helping their mariners. All right, for those joining us, we've got a lot to talk about once I fix my microphone on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. See, you guys have to realize this, okay? In radio, things are always breaking down. All right, things always with the radio falls, the headphones, you know, toilet overflows. That's what happens, okay? I know you all think that my studios are lavish, like now Beyonce's baby's nursery. No, but it's really not that lavish. I mean, Genesis Communications takes excellent care of me. It just, I'm not really that, I'm actually kind of clumsy. And so I break a lot of things. So I need to see if they could, you know, expand their budget for me so I could buy some more equipment. All right. My chair squeaks nicely though. I like to squeak because but it's my fault because I'm the one that designed my studio. But anyway, all right, guys, so we've got a lot to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. An aspirin a day may not keep the heart attack away. We need to talk about that. We also need to talk about cholesterol medication may raise women's diabetes risk. All right, that's completely opposite of what I'm telling everybody. It looks like 1 in 6 U.S. adults are real bad binge drinkers. 1 in 6. Now, I don't know what the other 5 out of 6 people are doing, but we got to talk to the 1 in 6. And, of course, Snoop Dogg arrested again. What is wrong with this problem? But we got a lot to talk about, so please don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
GCN listeners, if your New Year's resolution is to improve your health, then you need to visit VitalityPlusOne.com. For over 15 years, VitalityPlusOne.com has offered the finest health products on the market, like Green Star juice extractors and Energy Star hydraulic juice presses that pull out every last bit of liquid from fruits and vegetables, and high-quality blenders like the BlendTec HP3. VitalityPlusOne.com also carries water distillers, sprouters, and the Sedona Food Dehydrator. Be sure and check out supplements like organic powder greens, green products for your four-legged friends, and the best-tasting raw honey on the market today. And for liver support, VitalityPlusOne.com carries Pharmanac NAC. Call 888-473-2141. That's 888-473-2141. Or visit VitalityPlusOne.com. VitalityPlusOne.com, your choice for finer health products since 1996.
Hey everyone, Dr. Dahlia here. Well, it's never too early to start planning your summer, and what a better way than to cruise to Alaska. Yep, it's the 3rd annual Dr. Dahlia Cruise to Alaska, leaving out of Seattle June 29th for a week, going up to Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and Victoria, British Columbia. We got a great group rate, we're going to have parties, prizes, and the most amazing health lectures by yours truly, me, Dr. Dahlia. So book your cabin by calling 1-800-890-2423 or visit my website at drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, be prepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries, freeze-dried roast beef, 182-piece first aid kits, 9-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99, and much more. BePrepared.com. While supplies last. But hurry, sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com. Best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
All right, guys, let's rock and roll. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I am so sorry. I think, you know, when you're on the air as much as I am, you talk, and then the tongue doesn't move the way it's supposed to. It wants to go one way versus the other. All right. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. I know, we just came back from break. Really? Gosh, just came back. Okay, anyway, microphone is fixed. I am ready to rock and roll. You know what it is I'm celebrating my third anniversary of being on air. 3 years ago this week, I aired the first Dr. Dahlia Show. Yay! Hey, happy anniversary to me. Yeah, and it was a good show. It was on KLAV, and I'm surprised they gave me a mic, and here I am. 3 years later with Genesis Communications Network, syndicating my show, and great group of guys I got to work with Kyle and Charles and Donovan and George, love George, all the guys at KDON that helped cultivate and grow. You know, my show went through puberty when I was at KDON, and then now that I am a fully blossomed woman, I'm here at Genesis Communications Network. Yes, fully blossomed. Okay, you know, maybe I over-blossomed a little bit. Over-blossomed. But that's okay. That's okay. Sometimes the sweaters get tight. But 3 years of being on air, it has been the best 3 years of my life. Thank you all. Because if you didn't listen to the show, nobody would want to air me. You know? And it's really nice to be aired. Yeah, that's a verb. Air is a noun and a verb. I'm being aired. Yeah. You're also being canceled. No. Don't cancel me. All right. So Dr. Dolly Show, 3-year anniversary. Congratulations to you guys for having such awesome radio to listen to. And congratulations to me. Okay. Now this, this is going to be kind of a, not even a PG-13, a rated R story. Apparently a gentleman had a tattoo on his penis. And did you guys hear about this? He now has a permanent erection. Apparently the tattoo artist was tattooing a Persian script called, read Barobi Salamat, good luck on your journeys, and then an initial of his girlfriend's last name, M. And this was supposed to be tattooed onto his penis, and I guess romantic. I mean, I don't see how that's only romantic, because have you guys ever seen a body part tattooed? It's kind of red, and sometimes it even gets pussy. You know, I'd be like, ooh, keep that away from me. But anyway, he thought it'd be sexy. Unfortunately, something went wrong, and he ended up with a case of priapism. And priapism is where the blood stays in the penis and doesn't retract or go back. And it could be pretty serious. Now, last night on the show, at the end of the show, we spent a significant amount of time, maybe too much time in some people's minds, on priapism, ischemic and non-ischemic priapism. So anybody who listened to last night's show at the end is probably an expert on the penis and on what ischemic and non-ischemic priapism is. Basically, with the ischemic priapism, it's where blood, basically, whenever you have an erection, we've talked about this when we talked about Viagra and how it works, blood goes in through the arteries. Remember, arteries takes blood to where it needs to go. Okay, let's actually just go back to the heart. Okay, the heart pumps, right? It pops out oxygenated blood from the lungs, so it pumps to all the body parts that need it, your fingers, your toes, your ears, your nose, and penises. Okay, the blood goes in. Blood, once it oxygenates what it needs to oxygenate, starts to go from red to a little bluish. So venous blood is darker, and that comes out by the veins. So the veins bring the blood back to the right side of the heart. The right side of the heart sends it to the lungs to get the oxygen. Blood comes back to the left side of the heart and then gets pumped out again. That's your circulatory system. Man, it took me 4 years of medical school to learn that, and I was just able to, teach you guys in 2 seconds. Okay, so anyway, in priapism, you take a Viagra or a Cialis Levitra or something happens to you. It looks like you get a tattoo. And blood goes in, but it doesn't come out. And blood could keep coming in, and blood could keep coming in, to the point where it could actually cause some ischemic issues where you can't get good blood flow because of all the pressure. And that could be pretty serious. You could lose some body parts with that one. And that's when I've had to do this in the ER, where you just take a needle and ram it in there, the corpus cavernosum, to suck out the blood to, give the patient some relief. I know, I would not want to be a man. I don't know how you guys do it. I'll take the ovaries and the uterus any time than, a priapism penis. That's got to be very difficult for you. And then you're not ischemic, as the blood is kind of going in and out, but the veins aren't doing as well. They can't keep up. So, there's actually other types of non-ischemic. Like, let's say you get trauma down there to the vessels, or like a fistula, where you get a trapped between artery and vein. That's what we think happened to this gentleman. He got a tattoo, something happened to the needle, or something happened with the needle and the tissue, and it caused some sort of a fistula or a shunt. They said he even had a little pseudoaneurysm, where it starts to balloon out, pulling the blood outside the vessel wall. So, it was like a big cluster and a mess. So, from what I understand, he actually already had surgery. He already had a shunt procedure, and the blood was taken out. But anyway, to make a long story short, I think he's happy, his girlfriend's happy, and I guess the tattoo is in place. So, yeah, was it worth it? No. It wasn't worth it. Okay. So, all right. Some of you guys are going to like this next story. Yeah, I'm done. I'm done with the penis tattoo story. Why? What else do you want to hear? That's it. The guy got a tattoo? then yeah, that's it. Not much more to share with you on that one. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I don't know if I could ever get a tattoo. I think it would hurt too much for me, and I change my mind a lot. You know, like when I get my nails done, you know, I like the polish, and then after a day or two, I'm like, oh, okay, I'm sick of it. I want a new polish color. I get very tired of things. I like routine, but no, so if I got a tattoo, you know, of, let's say, my husband, I'd probably get tired of my husband. And I'm not tired of my husband, I love him, but it's just the tattoo would make me tired of him. Probably because it would hurt, and probably because I'd have priapism from it. No, you don't get priapism from it. Okay, all right, so what's going on? I know y'all are worried about Snoop Dogg. Yeah, Snoop, all right, guys, you know, this guy is idolized. I'm looking at a picture of Snoop Dogg here. You know, he is idolized by your children and grandchildren. Right, who did you all idolize? I've never idolized Snoop. All right, so apparently his bus, this is very actually similar to the whole Willie Nelson. I believe Snoop was busted at the same checkpoint as Willie Nelson was busted with his pot. Oh, Snoop Dogg is already 40 years old. That's my age. Okay, so it looks like a dog, a canine that smells pot, decided to jump on the bus and actually found his stash. And, of course, Snoop Dogg said, damn dog. And he got busted. Now, let's see. Okay, what do we have here? What's going to happen? Okay, he was being released after being told he was going to make a court appearance before January 20th. He actually wants to be with President Obama. He said in an interview that he wants to, even before he says hi to President Obama, he wants the room full of pot. Have Obama come into the room, get high on pot, and then ask President Obama to legalize marijuana. And yes, isn't he a political hero? Look at that. Look at that. You know, some people fight for world hunger, right? Some fight for world peace. Snoop Dogg is fighting for national legalization of pot. All right. Well, but yeah, apparently it was the same checkpoint that Willie Nelson was busted. Yeah, let me see if I can find the name. It's in Texas somewhere. It is the Sierra Blanca. Yeah, that's the Border Patrol checkpoint there. All right. And actually, Snoop Dogg defended vigorously Willie Nelson, saying, leave him alone. Yeah, leave him alone. Okay. You know what? That's our hero. Now, all right, for some of you going, oh, Dr. Dahlia, you're really harsh on pot smokers. No, I'm not. I'm not harsh. In fact, you guys are going to love this. In the news today, they say occasional pot smoking won't really hurt you. They say occasional pot smoking won't harm lungs. So anybody with your dubs, your skunks, your booms, your Mary Janes, your weed, right, your grass, what other names do you guys call it? Yeah, Bahama Mama. Trying to think of all the names that you guys call your pot. All right, they said they actually did a study. Now, even though marijuana does irritate the lungs, causes coughing, extra sputum, we think it also causes some memory problems. A study looked at heavy smokers versus milder smokers, and they said the people that smoked marijuana heavy, like 20 or more times a month. Yeah, that's considered heavy. All right, had a lot more issues than those that smoked. I smoked less. Now, I'm not seeing how little. I think it's, I'm trying to think, oh, maybe 2 to 3 times over the past month. So marijuana users who took a hit 2 to 3 times over the last month don't really seem to suffer from the respiratory risks as people that smoke a lot more. Now, I'm not saying that's okay. I'm not saying go and do it, because most people don't just smoke it once or twice a month. They smoke a lot of it. But, all right, so y'all don't have to send me any hate mail about pot. Okay? You know, if you want to send mail to Snoop Dogg, because he's in jail right now. He's probably very lonely. Oh, no, he's out on jail. He's out. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. We'll try to keep it clean. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
All right, everybody. Yes, Dr. Dahlia here. Okay. I cut myself on my microphone. This is my 3-year anniversary, my third anniversary of being in radio. And now I'm having all sorts of issues with my studio and I'm cutting myself and, you know, the porta potty is overflowing. I mean, I guess after 3 years, I need to dump it out. Yeah, I don't have time to go all the way to the bathroom. So I have the porta potty here. Bedside commode. Sorry if you guys hear any of it during the show. Okay, so I am pretty upset because now they come up with a study saying low-dose aspirin, an aspirin a day, doesn't really help first heart attack or stroke. Okay, now they're making me look like an absolute idiot. I've been telling you all for years, you take a baby aspirin a day. Maybe start at age 40, check with your doctor, make sure you don't have ulcers, of course, make sure you're not allergic, right? And baby aspirin a day keeps the doctor away. And now they're saying, nah, ain't no thing. Ain't no thing. Okay, so apparently this is going to be in the archives of internal medicine. I hope you all have your archives of internal medicine journal with you, do you? Okay, everybody open up to page 65. All right. They say low-dose aspirin therapy does not reduce the risk of dying from cardiovascular disease or cancer. It does not. The experts... All right, you know what? I got a problem with these experts here. You know, what are we supposed to do now? Does that mean we don't take our aspirin? Now, all right, well, let's look at the study. The analysis conducted by researchers in the United Kingdom. Oh, good, United Kingdom, I can speak British. Included 9 cities of more than 102,000 participants who were followed for about 6 years. Daily low-dose aspirin resulted in 10% reduction of non-fatal heart attack. So a heart attack that didn't kill, but there was no reduction in death from heart disease, stroke, or cancer seen among people taking low-dose aspirin. So they said, look, you know, let's weigh the risks from the benefits. And the risks of aspirin therapy could be many. You could be allergic to aspirin. It could cause intestinal bleeding, gastrointestinal bleeding. And so now they want us to talk to our doctors and or our medical providers, because it really should be individualized. Okay, well, it's about time somebody realizes that every person is different. Yes, thank you. Individualizing, absolutely. All right, and they say if you've already had a heart attack or stroke, then it can still help secondary. Now, why wouldn't it help primary? Why? Well, the study was stupid. Yeah, that could be. That could be a reason. Good one. But another reason why maybe the aspirin, I don't know why the aspirin didn't work, because remember, why are we taking aspirin to begin with? All right? No, it's not for headaches. We're taking the aspirin because of its anti-clotting properties. When we clog our arteries, I talk about this all the time, it's not that the cholesterol clogs it up to the point where it's, 70, 80, 90%, 95%, 96, 97, 98, 99, 100, and then clot. A lot of times what happens is the plaque could be at 60%, it breaks off. When it breaks off and tears from the wall and falls into the center of the artery, immediately your body forms a clot as a protective mechanism, but that clot that it forms, with all the macrophages and white cells, et cetera, platelets, will then cause blockage of blood flow, hence lack of blood flow to the heart, heart attack. So we take aspirin to minimize your clotting capabilities. So if you have a first-time intimal tearing of your plaque, I don't understand why the aspirin wouldn't help. So are they trying to save money? Is this for Obamacare? Is aspirin that expensive? Maybe aspirin's expensive. Maybe they want to, this is their way of saving money. I mean, they don't want us getting mammograms every year. They don't want us getting pap smears. They don't want us getting PSAs. Now they're trying to save on aspirin. So this is what I would do. All right. Talk to your medical provider. If they say, oh, hell to the no, you're staying on your aspirin. All right. Okay. I would go with that. Okay, but if they're like, well, honestly, you have had a history of gastritis, you're having a lot of stomach issues, you're really low risk. You know, if you're just taking the aspirin for funsies, maybe hold off. So, again, talk to your medical provider so you guys could have that discussion. Okay. All right, switching gears. All right, this was breaking news yesterday. I'm sorry I didn't share this with you. Hidalgo County man from, is that Texas? Where's Hidalgo County? Oh, I'm trying to find out what city this is from. Yeah, I think it is. I think it is. Yeah. All right. Texas was caught having sex with horses. Yeah. Hidalgo County man is behind bars and facing criminal charges after he was allegedly caught on tape having sexual encounters with a horse. I believe the woman of the ranch secretly taped him, and he had sex with female horses. Yeah, he chose the female ones. And was actually tying their legs together. Horrible. Just horrible. So anyway, he is in jail, charged with 2 counts of criminal trespassing and 2 counts of animal cruelty. Yeah. Bond is at $60,000. Who wants to bail him out? I know. I don't know why that's breaking news. Oh, man. You know, I mean, he's not that horrible looking a guy. He really, you know, he really can't find a lady. I never understood bestiality. I never understood why, you know, you'd think, so, I don't even want to think about it. I'm getting nauseous. Okay, let's switch gears. Okay, let's talk about alcohol. We're going to need some alcohol after that story. All right, 1 in 6 U.S. adults is a binge drinker. More people are drinking than we thought. 1 in 6, that's a lot. Now, we're talking 1 in 6 adults. So they're looking at 18 on up. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. The CDC report says 38 million people are overindulging. They do so about 4 times a month, sometimes 8 drinks at a sitting. Most common, though, from 18 to 34, but 65 years old also binge drink as well. In fact, many people over 65 binge drink 5 or 6 times a month. Now, who does most of the binge drinking? They say income group making more than $75,000 a year has the most binge drinkers. So I mean, alcohol is expensive. Now, I'm thinking about having the Super Bowl party this year at my house. And, you know, we're budgeting. And, of course, the alcohol. You know, I don't like to do BYOB. I mean, if I'm going to host, I'll have the alcohol. And then I'll just maybe have everybody else potluck or something. But yeah, you know what they do when they potluck, you know, they get something on sale at Albertsons, you know, and you're still dropping close to $100 in booze. You know what we do? Don't tell anybody. You know what we do? Okay. You know, we do have like a bottle of Grey Goose, but we hide the Grey Goose, you know, cause that's a fancy alcohol. We pretend like, you know, all we have is, Sky, you know, or something. Sorry, you guys have to drink that. I mean, Sky Vodka's not bad. Sky's nice. There's another cheap one we used to always have. Was it Smirnoff? I forgot. We used to always have the cheap bottle. And, you know, like, you don't have anything good. So that's, I got to do that really quick before Super Bowl party. Hide all the good alcohol, right, instead of the crown. Yeah, just kind of pull out, you know, some old whiskey. Okay, anyway. All right, so they say income group making more than $75,000 a year. They say those making less than $25,000 a year binge the most often and have an average of 8 to 9 weeks each occasion. They say habits vary state to state. About 11% of Utah adults binge drink, but nearly 26% of Wisconsin residents do. All right. They say drinking, of course, is responsible for 80,000 deaths annually in the U.S. and drinking costs the economy $223 billion. All right. Yeah. Violence, suicide, unexplained pregnancies, alcohol dependence. You know, I know we giggle a lot, you know, when we talk about drinking, but honestly, it's some serious stuff. You know, during this recession, it's alcohol sales did fairly well. I mean, you know, people are depressed. They start to drink, or they don't have health care, and they can't go to their doctor for sleeping pills, for antidepressants, and so they turn to drinking because alcohol is still cheaper than going to the doctor. So there's a lot of reasons for people to drink. And, again, be careful. And we talked about this yesterday. In the UK, they're asking their citizens to cut back 2 times a week. They're saying, please find 2 days out of your work week to not drink, assuming it looks like they drink every day. During the work week. Maybe they drink at work. I don't know. Things are different in Europe, isn't it? All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Coming right up, y'all.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey everyone, Dr. Dahlia here. Well, it's never too early to start planning your summer, and what a better way than to cruise to Alaska. Yep, it's the 3rd annual Dr. Dahlia Cruise to Alaska, leaving out of Seattle June 29 for a week, going up to Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and Victoria, British Columbia. We got a great group rate, we're going to have parties, prizes, and the most amazing health lectures by yours truly, me, Dr. Dahlia. So book your cabin by calling 1-800-890-2423 or visit my website at drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call
call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
All right, guys, how we all doing there? All right, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio, celebrating our 3rd year on air. I know, it sounds like I need a lot more, right? Right? I'm working on my form. I think my form is getting better, you know, and I'm not talking as quickly as I used to. You think I talk fast now, but very first day I was on air, I was like, that's how you sound. My voice has gotten lower. I'm less squeaky, you know, and I talk about my pets less. Remember they were looking into the Natalie Wood case and they reopened the Natalie Wood investigation because the captain thought that he had some important scoop that he needed to share. Well, thus far, they still haven't made any headway in the Natalie Wood case. So, because we're all kind of wondering, you know, what was he trying to do? Was he trying to implicate number two? Well, and I can't think of his name. He's number two in Austin Powers. Okay, hold on. Remember he was in Heart to Heart? Why can't I think of it? All right, I'll have to find the name. You know, you'd think I would be a little bit more prepared. The problem is my computer doesn't move as quick. Robert Wagner, is that it? Okay, see, I remembered. Oh, my gosh. See, the older I get, the more of these moments I have. So, anyway, still no new breaking news in the Natalie Wood investigation that they reopened years, I believe 30 years after the anniversary of her death. Okay, next in the news, Advocate Magazine has released their quote-unquote most gayest city list. Now, apparently, the magazine caters to gay and lesbian readers. They rank cities to show people where the, I guess, best hubs are. Now, they use criteria to rate how gay a city is based on the presence of nude yoga classes, lesbian gay bookstores, gay-friendly bans, anti-discrimination laws, etc. And the winner of the quote-unquote most gayest city is Salt Lake City, Utah. Salt Lake City, Utah came in number one, all right, of Advocate Magazine's America's Gay Cities. Then came Orlando, Florida. Then Cambridge, Massachusetts. Four was Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Five was Seattle, Washington. Six, Ann Arbor, Michigan. Seven, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Eight, Knoxville, Tennessee. Nine, Atlanta, Georgia. 10, Grand Rapids, Michigan. 11, Little Rock, Arkansas. 12, Portland, Oregon. Number 13, Austin, Texas. Number 14, Long Beach, California. And 15th on the list of America's gayest cities is Denver, Colorado. All right, there's a lot more criteria that they list here, but congratulations. You know, I got to say, it's all about promotion now. It's all about promotion. So, you know, Salt Lake City, they should probably, you know, feel a big boom now in tourism. Yeah. Okay. All right. Those were the gayest cities of America. All right. Let's talk about this orange juice. What's going on here? They found a fungicide in orange juice. Okay. Let's read the story here together. Everybody, pull out your textbooks. Pull out your textbooks. Here we go. Let me get on my reading glasses. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is testing orange juice for a fungicide and says it will order the product removed from the market if it poses a public health risk. Thank you. Isn't that what you're supposed to do? What do you want, a pat on the back? Do your job. That's where our taxes are going. In a letter dated January 9th to the Juice Products Association, this is making me thirsty, an industry group, Juice Products Association, the FDA said a juice company reported, quote-unquote, low levels of carbendazim, a fungicide, in both its own products and those made by its competitors. Uh-oh. The FDA said the fungicide was used in the 2011 orange crop in Brazil, the world's largest grower of oranges and biggest producer of orange juice. Now, we get a lot of our orange juice from Florida, okay? Florida orange juice produce 3/4 of the U.S. orange juice concentrate supply, all right? And then it imports the rest. But 75% of those imports come from Brazil. So they say the future of Florida orange juice, future has surged on concerns that the presence of the fungicide could crimp supplies. Wow. Well, I guess Florida orange juice would probably do better if they think it's Brazilian. I had no idea Brazil grows oranges. You know, but if you think about it, in Brazil, they wear those real colorful hats, and they use citrusy hats. That makes sense. So they probably grow a lot of citrus. They do a lot of I did a report on Brazil in high school. You'd think I would have remembered that. You know, the problem is when you're in high school or when you're in school and you do reports, you know, it's all you do is, you know, regurgitate things. You don't really, no, I didn't plagiarize. I regurgitated. You know, no, I wasn't bulimic. I'm saying you regurgitate facts. You're regurgitating facts. And I was like, all right, Brazil is one of the largest countries in the world. It has the Amazon rainforest. You know, and that's your report. So you don't really comprehend what you're reading. I'm surprised that slipped past me. I did a huge report on Brazil. I drew the flag. I drew the country. Wow. All right. All right. Well, that's what's going on there with the orange juice. So right now it looks like American Florida orange juice is still okay. Yeah. Good. Okay. I know. Whew. Okay. So a woman, here's more medical news. No, I'm not done. No, the show's not over yet. Sorry. A lot of medical news on the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So a woman gets a gastric band. Okay. Loses 84 pounds. Right. She starts doing exercise, you know, working out. OK. And she had originally weighed close to 308 pounds. She had a gastric band fitted around her stomach. OK. To lessen her appetite. All right. So she starts dancing, starts slimming down, loses 84 pounds, gets all happy. Right. And then she finds out that the band never actually worked. It actually broke. So it never worked, which means she actually lost the weight all on her own. You see, mind over matter. It's amazing how you need the psychology, right, to lose weight. It really does. So she got her band. And, of course, when you get a gastric band, we've talked about the bands. You know, it's filled usually with saline, and it's a reversible type of procedure. You can put the band, you can take the band out, as opposed to the gastric bypass where the stomach is getting cut, or the sleeve where part of the stomach is being cut. You know, the band, it goes around the stomach. And if it doesn't work, we could insert more saline and you know, cause it to tighten and make a ring around the stomach to lessen the surface area of the absorptive lining of the stomach. Well, the stomach doesn't absorb as much as your small intestine does. But anyway, but when you do get a gastric band, they have you go through classes, you know, and, you know, desensitization training. Okay. You know, you're not going to eat a big plate of food. You're going to have a little, you know, little cup. You're going to only eat a couple ounces of meat as opposed to an 8-ounce steak. And so they, you know, they train you. And, you know, she probably after the surgery just was already psyched out and into it. And good for her losing 84 pounds thinking she had a gastric band. All right, that's amazing. Now, you know, I don't know if she's going to, you know, want her money back. I don't know if she's going to get another band. No, they actually did fix the band. All right? They fixed the band, and then she lost another 126 pounds. So she is a Zumba instructor. She takes eight-hour classes each week and teaches weekend classes to help others lose weight. Good for her. Good for her. But, you know, honestly, if you are even thinking about any sort of, weight loss surgery, many times they make you go through a program where you're already dieting, where you're already exercising, because the only way these weight loss surgeries work is if you diet and exercise. So, you know, my recommendation to you is, you know, already start getting all the pro. What I would do is I would find out what the amount of food you're going to be limited to would be, and then already start playing around with those portions, because you have to get your mind psyched and ready. You know, many insurance companies, they won't even allow you to get the lab band procedure or the surgical procedure until you've already proven you've done one of these diets. Now, usually I have patients, they run in and say, Dr. Dahlia, I need a note or a letter to my insurance company saying I was dieting all year long. And no, those don't work. All right, because insurance companies want to see a plan. They want to see you did Weight Watchers. They want to see that you went to a nutritionist. Why? Well, one is, you know, if you're told, you know, if you're all excited for the surgery and you want it, and then they tell you now you got to wait 6 months, they're hoping you forget about it, and then they don't have to pay. So that's one way. You know, they're stalling. You know, but number two is, it has been proven that you're going to have a better outcome, a more successful outcome, if you've already primed yourself. So that's pretty good. All right, guys, great show today. I thought it was great. All right, if you can tune in next hour, stay tuned. If not, have a great rest of the ride home. Thank you all for tuning in to the Dr. Dahlia Show. This was Stimulating Medical Talk Radio.
Hi there. This is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system. We're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.